You're listening to The Point. Valentine's Day is one of those holidays that evokes strong emotion. Some people embrace it and others actively avoid it. Regardless of your view of Valentine's Day, a new collection of poems titled Love Poems for Married People will likely make you smile, if not laugh out loud. With us on the phone is the author John Kenny. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Mindy.
John, this book follows a very popular article that you wrote for The New Yorker on Valentine's Day in 2016. So tell us more about that piece and what inspired it.
Sure. I've been contributing to The New Yorker for a while, and I wrote the piece. It was called Valentine's Day Poems for Married People. What inspired it? My own inanity, I guess. And I thought I would do it in the form of poetry, and by poetry, I'm using that term very loosely for anyone who reads these things, because clearly I am not a poet. But it sort of got a good response, and last summer, my publisher asked if I would turn it into a book. So instead of 6 or 8 of them, we have 70 of them now. Mm. Initially, I thought they were joking, but they weren't, and so it was about a 6-week dash to get the book done.
So I wonder if you'd read the poem for us. Are you in the mood?
Are you in the mood? I am. Let's put the kids down, have a light dinner, shower, maybe not drink so much, and do that thing I would rather do with you than anyone else. Lie in bed and look at our iPhones.
Do people assume that these poems are about you and your wife?
They do. And now that my wife and I are speaking through lawyers, they certainly do. We have an older neighbor in our neighborhood in Brooklyn. And when the New Yorker piece came out, there was a poem about underpants or something like that. And he said, I'm so sorry about your husband and writing about your underpants. And she said, it's okay. It's not me. They're not. I reached out to lots of married friends and I got tons of responses. But what was really remarkable is the sort of universality of relationships, short or long term, gay or straight, all kinds of relationships. And there were so many similarities to what it's like to be living with someone 7 days a week with kids. And so it was interesting.
Yeah. Now, does your wife share your sense of humor?
She's far funnier than I am. my task last summer would be to write something that made her laugh out loud, which is very hard to do. But she's a wonderful editor, so I can't credit her enough with helping.
All right, so one of those laugh out loud poems was, would it be possible to stop volunteering me for things? Would you read that one for us?
I would. Would it be possible to stop volunteering me for things? Earlier at the school carnival, a parent whose name I don't know said, your wife said you were doing the bounce house. That's the worst, ha ha. I didn't know that I was doing the bounce house or that it was the worst. I assumed the cotton candy machine was the worst. That's what you volunteered me for last year. It was 90 degrees and humid and no shade. Other parents waving and smiling, or were they laughing at me? I think they were. But I was badly dehydrated, covered with spun sugar, kids crying. That doesn't look like cotton candy, one angry mother said. Go die, I wanted to say, but didn't, though maybe my expression did. And now, late in the afternoon, not a cold beer in sight, my sweaty, sticky, forced smile face wedged through a hole in a piece of plywood painted to look like a barnyard. And I am a fat pig wearing a stovepipe hat. The kids are laughing now because they are throwing pies in my face, and it kind of hurts. Ha ha, look at Paul, you say, laughing, your face clean and pie-free. He loves to volunteer. No, he doesn't. Paul hates this.
What makes many of these poems funny is that those of us in relationships can see traits of our partners, and if we're being honest, ourselves. So without going as far as labeling the book as self-help or couples therapy, do you think sharing these poems with our partners and laughing together can have a therapeutic effect?
I think it can not only do that, but I do believe it can bring world peace. my friends who read it to each other say that it does help. And, you know, anything that can get you through the day with a little bit of a smile is, to me, a pretty good day.
All right, how about our love?
That is page
five.
five. Our love. Our love is like the padlocks on the Pont des Arts in Paris. Thousands of locks, symbols of unbreakable love. Isn't that beautiful? Apparently, though, all those locks are too heavy for the bridge. Did you hear this? I read it somewhere. Their locks are weighing down the bridge. So you know what they're going to do? They're taking them off with bolt cutters and throwing them in the trash. Isn't that beautiful, too? So now the people aren't locked together anymore. They're free to maybe see other people. I thought that was interesting.
So do you write poetry outside of this book of poems that you've written?
Mindy, I think it's pretty clear. Come on now, you're being very kind. No, I do not. You know, poetry is it's verbal music, right? It's good poetry is a really astounding thing to me. And I am a fan of Billy Collins and Seamus Heaney and Mary Oliver and but it's something that it's like I'll never play in the NFL. I'll never write poetry. It's a different level. I stick with prose, and you know I'm barely fluent in that. So,
all right. So aside from the very last poem in the book, which is dedicated to your wife, the theme of love seems to be missing from this collection of love poems.
Yeah. Well, you know what I would say to that. I think my hope is there's a deep subtext because I am a fan of long-term relationships, whatever kind you are in. I think I'd probably be kind of lost without my wife. We've been together 16 years, happily-ish married, 14. Although, as a friend of mine says, I think he has the perfect definition for marriage. He's been married for 24 years, and you know, he says, when someone asks me, you know, how's my marriage, I say, what time is it? But, you know, I think the theme for this to me is I forget who said it. There's a great quote about marriage. A successful marriage requires falling in love many times, always with the same person. Because it's a constantly changing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
From dating and kids and teenagers, and it challenges you along the way. And hopefully it makes you laugh. So.
Well, I did chuckle at the in the dedication for the book. You have four: Barbara, Karen, Pam, Miss France, Claudine, Ramon, Lisa, and all the names are crossed off until you get to Lisa.
Yes, I made sure I showed that to my wife before. Except for Miss France, I never dated any of those people. So.
All right. So can we end with your reading of the poem dedicated to your wife?
Absolutely. And just a tiny bit of background here. I wanted the last poem of the book to be dedicated to my wife, and I wanted it to be funny, and I kept trying to write it funny, and it just kept coming out like this. So it's my wife's name is Lissa. To Lissa, no kidding. You called me and said you were meeting friends for beers at a bar that had bocce. I was surprised. We knew each other, though not well. But Sunday evening, in late fall, we drank beer and talked like old friends. Your friends never showed. Were they ever coming? It got late, and we left. Standing on the corner, it didn't feel like just meeting for a beer anymore. I hadn't wanted to leave my apartment that evening because it was easier to stay in. It was easier to be alone. Except you ruined my sad little life. You kissed me. How strange that it happens like that. If we had just parted at the corner, a whole life never lived. I proposed in Paris at a cafe across from a fountain by an old church. And I guess I just wanted to say thank you for saving my life, for helping me unbecome the person I was, for staying when it would have been easier to leave, for Lulu and Hewitt. We passed a guy on a bench once. He was playing a kazoo, partially dressed like a clown, and wore ski goggles. It was summer. That would have been you, you said, smiling, if you hadn't met me. And it's probably true. It's certainly true that you could have done better, but I most assuredly could not. I just hope it doesn't take a poet for you to know that.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that one.
Thank you.
John Kenny's collection is titled Love Poems for Married People. We'll put a link with more information about the book at our website, capeandislands.org. John, thanks so much for being with us.
Mindy, thank you for having me.
Coming up after a break, producer Amy Vince talks with the co-founders of Opera Theatre of Cape Cod, a new chamber opera company putting a new twist on classical operas.